Thank you for holding. Is this Rico?
Yep.
Hey, Rico. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Yep.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line. She said you had some questions for me.
Yeah, I want to know how many people would be listed alongside my listing. Do I get an exclusive area, or is it just everybody gets whoever pays the most money? Is that how it works?
No, it's not a bidding system for these types of placements. You can get outbid for like Google Guarantee and Google Ads, but this is Google Places. So those are the three guys that show up next to the map there on the first page.
Yep.
Here, let me show you actually. I know it sounds like you're driving, but do you get texting on this number?
I am. Yep.
Okay, here, I'll send you a link. You can just kind of tap on it and see. The guys that are up there now is like Home Tech Inspections, SC, Home Inspections LLC, and then Louisville, Kentucky. What was that?
You said like Rivers.
You're cutting out real bad.
Yeah, I'm way out here in the boonies.
What did you say? I can hear you now.
River City, is that one of them?
River City. I'm getting Home Tech, SC, and Louisville, Kentucky inspections. River Tech is doing Google Guarantee. So that's it's a different type of placement. That one's pay per lead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't charge per lead for the Google Places placements. It's just a flat rate, and you're up there, and the customers can call you right off page one. Okay.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
For pricing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see. So go 30-mile radius, and then you don't have a website, right?
Not as yet, no. I've got a Facebook page.
Okay, we do Facebook ads also as part of the service. Do you have ads running for your Facebook business profile?
I don't, no.
No. Okay, so if you want to do it with the website and the Facebook ads to go along with the first page placement and the tracking system, I can do it at $299 on a month-to-month basis. And that's a new in business credit. So it's about $200 cheaper than what we normally charge. But you'd keep that rate indefinitely. So it'll go down to $299 and it'll stay there as long as you're with us. Now, if you wanted to do it without the website and no Facebook ads, I could do it at $199 month to month. And that's just us verifying the Google business profile and then doing the optimization so you move up into that Google Places category.
Perfect.
So it really just depends on what you want to do. I would say if my guys that...
Yeah.
Oh, what was that?
I've got a few other things going right now for advertising and lead generation, so I was going to see how
that goes. Yeah, that's why we called you, actually, because we saw that you had that Home Advisor by Angie's List listing, and they get their leads from Google. They're actually on the first page of the search results that I just texted you the link to. You'll see it says like top 10 best home inspections, and it'll have like Shelbyville. And so basically they put themselves on Google, but they resell the leads to you. So like if they get a lead, like somebody fills out the form, they tell that homeowner that they're going to have, you know, three or four different guys contact them. And so they kind of, they sell you this lead for like $40 or $30. But they sell it to those guys too, three or four of them, and then they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job. So that's why we contacted you, is because if we put you up here in this Google Places section, you'll actually be listed independently above where that Home Advisor by Angie's List listing is on the first page, and people can call you, they could call you directly without you getting charged the lead fees or click fees or call fees. It's just that $299.
I got you.
So, yeah, I know with the guys we work with in the past, usually the first inspection they get each month offsets the cost of the campaign. It pays for itself.
Exactly. That's kind of where I'm at with Hormvisor. I haven't kicked it in yet, but I tell you what, if you want to check back with me, say, and I want to give it at least 60 days.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See how it runs. And if it's something that's like, wow, I'm really putting a lot of money on links and ads and all that, I will be a lot more open to switching up. But, you know, I just put $300 into their system. You know, you kind of caught me just a tad late.
I hear you. Timing is key, but we haven't had a position available for a home inspector in this area for over a year. I mean, this is the first chance we've had since you've even been in business.
Yeah, but who dropped out?
Well, we got a notification that they didn't drop out. They just relocated out of the service area. So they're just moving, that's all. It's not that they dropped out or we kicked them off. They're just not in the same service area.
How you get a position open.
Yeah, if somebody, I mean, it could be that if they discontinued it or if they got bad reviews and it's a month-to-month service, we kind of like, hey, we're going to go a different route. It's really up to Google.
Mm-hmm.
But if they send these pins to you guys in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. And then from there, you could cover up to 40 miles from where that pin is received. And then if you move out of that, you're not technically in the same service area anymore. So they're going to have to re-pin, verify your new location, and then wait for another position to open up. So they're just on the wait list for a different spot to open up. But we don't delete any of the stuff that we create for them. So he's still got all his reviews and everything. You can still look them up.
Still out on there. Yeah.
It's just he's not showing as a top option for this area anymore.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. It's really just based on who works with the Google partners, because there's guys in the area that have like 300 reviews and they're not even listed on page one because they don't actively have a Google partner. Like maybe they worked with somebody in the past and they lost their position for whatever reason. Like, have you ever heard of Inspected Detect Home Inspection Services?
I haven't, no.
Okay. This older gentleman, he's got like 500 five-star reviews on his listing, but he's kind of buried. Same thing with like Clarity and Elite. But when the spots open up, we just kind of go down the list. Like, they're still on the qualified candidates list. Same thing with Curtis Home Inspections and you. It's just you're kind of a more intriguing scenario because it's like we're building everything from scratch for you. You know, like you don't even have a verified Google business profile.
I don't have any reviews or anything. Right. Yeah they've been after me for a bit. Hang on one second, John. Hold on.
Okay.
Can I get a large sweet tea, please?
Sorry.
No, that's all good.
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, saying it's more intriguing because of the stuff you're already doing and the fact that we'd be building everything from scratch. We know that it'd be easy to kind of track what we're bringing in for you in a short period of time.
Yeah, that's kind of the same thing I was thinking with the whole Angie's List thing. Oh, if I muddle the water, I won't know.
I sent you this article, like the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and they've been going after HomeAdvisor by Angie's for the last 2 years because they're cheating businesses. Like, the article literally says, Federal Trade Commission charges HomeAdvisor, Inc. with cheating businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects. Since 2014, the Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of the leads, and the likelihood they would result in actual jobs.
I gotcha.
It's not the kind of system you want to be on. I mean, if they're charging you $30-$40 and then they give you a phone number and the phone number doesn't ring through to anybody, you're still getting charged $30-$40 for it, you know? Whereas if we list you on the first page, you're getting real people calling you, not a lead that you got to call them.
Yeah. I got you. What other levels of your program is there?
Well, there's the essential package is basically just that first page placement. If you want to focus on that service area, it's pretty standard. That's what I was telling you. I could do that package at $199, but that's without the website and that's without the Facebook ads. And it does make a difference to have some Facebook ads in the home inspector category. And also, a website is beneficial, but not really required. You could just be up there with a call button.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Oh, they would just contact me or email me or something?
Well, yeah, I mean, they still have that phone icon on there that you see. It's the click-to-call feature.
Yeah.
So if they're on an
iPhone.
Yeah,
like a call now, click-to-call now.
Yeah, and they'll still have your reviews up there. And the Google Business Profile has a section where we could put in photos and the logo if you have it. So, I mean, it's still almost like its own mini site, but it's not its own, like,
.com. It's
kind of
like a site.
Yeah. And then the Facebook ads will give the Facebook page a boost because that's a remarketing campaign. So if anybody's, like, looked up home inspection in the last 30 days, you get remarketed to them, and that helps a lot. You kind of have those pop-ups. Do you ever see those on the right side of the screen? It says sponsored when you're on Facebook?
Yeah.
So that they get remarketed.
Is that a separate program, or you guys do that with the
It's a part of the package.
Package.
Yeah, the $2.99 package comes with Facebook ads and the website, but I could do the $1.99, which is just focusing on the Google listing, nothing else. So if you're just looking for the cheapest thing to get some jobs in, prove to you that it's a lot better than what you're doing now with HomeAdvisor, $1.99 would be the route. But if you're looking for the most bang for your buck and the most return on investment, then the $2.99 is going to be the route because you'll have multiple different ways of bringing in clients instead of all your eggs in one basket. But if all your eggs are going to be in a basket, Google's the basket to be in. That's just what everybody uses nowadays.
It does seem that way. That's why I kind of wanted to get online a little more. I've been doing a lot of footwork as far as just going to real estate offices and passing out cards and word of mouth and talking to people. And man, that gets old.
Yeah, I mean, you're catching people at the moment they're looking for it. Like, I actually did a mold inspection on my property just because my son kept getting sick for whatever reason, and it was the same thing. I just literally was like, okay, I'm just going to Google, you know. I didn't know who to look for, so I was like, mold inspection. You know, these guys popped up. I called them. He was like, yeah, exactly. Oh. So it's no different. The difference with this, I guess, is just you're catching them at the moment that they're doing the search versus if you're going door to door, people are like, hey, man, like, it's kind of like how you are with me right now.
Yeah.
Like, don't try to sell me this stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. So the reason I've got to go door to door is because the real estate agent is usually the go-between, you know. They're the ones that have the information and the contacts because they're selling the house. And they will usually put you in touch with the clients. And so 9 times out of 10, you're going to get most of your referrals out of a real estate agent.
Yeah, but even the agent, you know, like if I'm in a rush and I'm an agent and I want somebody, I'm just going to pull out my phone, you know, and then it's like, okay, I can get a
Google
guy that I know.
Send it off.
Yeah, and Google has you verified right there, so they know you're legit, licensed, insured, like all the information that they need in order to hire you is already right there. So by the time they call you, they're basically ready to go. It's just if it fits your schedule.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's a lot of it, too, is being available.
Yeah, but for guys in your industry, we have no problem. Like, there's a couple of companies up there that are paying high dollar amounts. Same thing with, like, our Google Guarantee campaign, paying per lead. And they have no problem coming back.
So that's
back.
The same thing, kind of like that's like the Angie's List thing, the Google Guarantee, where they pay for the leads and stuff.
It is, but they don't sell the lead to somebody else, and they hand you the call with the person live on the line with us. So it's not like they're texting you
so
a number for you to call.
Yeah, it's not like a cold call or nothing. Yeah.
No, yeah. And then the caller ID system lets you know that it's a Google Guarantee lead because they have the Google Voice number. So you'll get the notification, you answer it, and then you have one of our reps and that live customer on the line, and they only charge you the lead fee if you agree to go out there or, like, you set an appointment with them.
Right on.
Yeah. But that one you have to go through a pretty in-depth background screening. Like, you go – it's a 250 application, and then they have a third-party background screening at the Google headquarters. They get, like, your social and everything. Like, you got to kind of cooperate and show them your – show them your backside to get up there.
Yeah. I did all that when I did the home inspection qualification. Dude, we did two different background checks, one through federal and one through the state.
Yeah, if you could pass those pass this.
I've
actually never had somebody not qualify in the home inspection category when they apply.
And yeah, it's pretty well regulated for Kentucky anyways. I know are you guys nationwide?
Yeah, we do this all over the United States.
Okay.
And Canada, actually.
Well, man, you kind of got me caught in the middle here now, because...
I hear you. But we have availability, and that's the major benefit to you, is that we have an opening in your area. I mean, I know things are good right now, and it's like, hey, maybe I don't need it.
Let's figure that out. What do you call in my area? What do you call in my area?
The service area is classified as up to 40057 is where we had you qualified to send a pin.
Yeah, see, that's in the middle of nowhere. That's probably why that's open. That's my home base, but my office is in 40065.
Mm-hmm. Well, the pin, I mean, is that the office is less than 50 miles from your street address?
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah, it would be better if you would be centered on that. The office
that's what I'm saying,
would be better centered on that.
The pin is, service area or your radius is based on where the pin is sent, and it just has to fall within that service area that they're looking to fill the spot. So that would still qualify.
Okay.
And then your centered location would be where you receive the pin. So it's really just based on the address that I punch in, and then they send a postcard to you in the mail called a pin verification letter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little 5-digit number on the back of that pin verification letter. When you get it, you're supposed to relay that to us, and then that's how you get the little red dot on the map there.
That verifies our spot. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like to do it if we can do it with the 40065. I would even probably do the 299 one.
Okay. Can you give me the exact address?
282 Haven Hill Road, Shelbyville, Kentucky, 40065.
Got it. Okay. Let me just pull this up, make sure.
I'm going to see if I can pull up that. Here's the voice. Local flash, whatever. That's you guys, right?
Yep. And if you look up Google Building 1, we're right across the street from Google. Been in business since 2004. Okay. Yeah, you're only 14 miles away from the original address, so that works.
Yeah. Home tech, show and tell, house code. Okay. Still at the post, home inspection. Kentucky home inspectors. Clear choice.
Let me see if I can find your Facebook page real quick. Top Shelf Home Inspection.
It's pretty basic.
It's okay. It doesn't have to be, like, extravagant or anything, but we just don't want to duplicate it. So we would use that one when we run the ads. We're not going to create a whole other page. Is this you right here with the suit, the gold tie?
That's me, buddy.
Okay. 282 Haven Hill
Road.
Yeah,
I'm fancy for one day. You know?
It looks good. Looks good. Okay. It's not bad. There's nothing wrong with your Facebook page. Looks good. Can use some more posts, though. But that just comes with getting the jobs.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Yeah. We can help you with that.
Yeah,
there's also a tracking system that we have. It comes in the form of a downloadable app. And you could send people, either new clients or clients you had in the past, you could send them a text with a link to this Google business profile we create for you and ask them to leave that star rating there, write a review. And then once you get 5 of them, it'll start generating the actual, like, star rating up there, and you could build on that, get that going, because you're going to be starting from scratch here. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile, Rico. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number for the business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yep.
Okay, 502-437-9229.
That's it.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Tuminello. T-U-M-M-I-N-E-L-L-O.
Okay. In Italian, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like it. My wife's maiden name was Scopoletti. I called her Spaghetti for when I first met her in high school.
Scopoletti. Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Scopoletti, yeah. But I just would be, hey, Spaghetti.
And she's still married? Wow.
Yeah. I took her to Italy. We've been over there a few times. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It's going to be Top Shelf Home Inspections KY @gmail.com.
save. All right, perfect. I'm going to send everything in writing as well as part of your service agreement, even though it's month to month. So that way you have it all documented.
Mm-hmm.
And then is this phone number that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
It's the best number for clients to contact me.
Okay.
Well, I'm using that Google Voice deal where I've had this same cell number with multiple other businesses, the core number for this. But I wanted to keep it all separate. So that's why I've got Google Voice to do the 437 number. But it rings to this phone.
Gotcha. So it forwards to it in real time?
Yep.
Okay. I know some of them have like a press one dialer set up and some of them just go real time straight to you without the press one to be connected to it, you know. That's kind of what I was
I've got actually set up for the press one.
Now. Okay.
I'm not super familiar with the system as of yet.
Okay. Yeah, we help our clients with that. We usually set them up with the Google Voice number a lot of times if they want it, rather than have them like go get a whole nother phone. It's like a business line.
Exactly.
But we always recommend like not having the press one, just because sometimes when people hear that like automated system, they just hang up. You know, they don't want to go through it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't want to lose anybody from that, but. I guess we could kind of leave it how it is right now. The tracking system has a catch on it, so if you miss the call or they do hang up, it'll still save their information, but you got to recover it in the tracking system, in the app, and call them back, hopefully before they go calling somebody else. Okay.
Right.
And then you said you wanted to do the $299 with the Facebook ads and the website included?
I think I need to.
Okay. Let me send you.
So you guys are creating a website as well?
Yeah.
Facebook as a website?
No. So the Facebook will be used for Facebook ads, but the website is its own website. It's called a MySite Custom Website Design. So there's a domain name we'll purchase, and then we'll build the site exactly how you want it to look. We also provide hosting for the site. So any changes you want to make while you're using the service, it's all included. It's no extra charge to you.
All right, so you just sent that to me, I guess.
Yeah, those are kind of like starting templates right there. So that just gets us started, and then obviously like a rough draft almost. You could pick one of those, and then we'll go in, create that, and then we'll fully customize it from there. That just gives us kind of like a starting point for it.
Okay.
An idea on what you want. And then I sent you a link for you to send in like logo, any photos that you want have attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also going to send you a Google verification form. You got to fill this out. It's going to ask you for, like, license, insurance, anything that might be required to do home inspection out here.
Yeah, you'll need my license number and...
It's pretty easy, though, like this form.
Okay.
Here, let me show you so you can look at it. And you only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. Like, even if you leave us later, you're still going to be Google verified, but... There's this form. Hold on, it's taking a second to come through. And it's pretty simple. Like, you don't even have to punch in the number. It says, like, upload file, and it's like a section to take a picture if you're on a mobile device. So you just tap on that, and you can snap a picture of what you have, your paperwork, and send it in. And that'll go directly over to the Google headquarters. And then between that and your Google PIN verification, they'll already go ahead and verify you, and they'll put the little badge with a check mark on your listing. That way you can see that you're a verified contractor. So that's the quickest way to go about it. And then, so I got the profile going. How do you want your hours of operation?
Standard, I guess, whatever that is, 9 to 6 or 8 to 6. Probably 9 to 6 would be fine.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or you want me to put, like, Saturday and Sunday by appointment only?
Something like that would be fine, yeah.
Okay. That way they could still call you, you know, but you're not actually expected to go out on those days.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could schedule it, you know, why not? Okay. And
they
could pay you cash, check, and card?
Yeah.
Okay.
My system takes credit cards and the whole deal.
Okay, I'll put additional fees may apply if they use the card.
Okay.
Because I know the merchant charges like 2-6%. I ain't Jewish, but every penny counts over the course of a year.
Yeah,
it definitely does. Okay, so I got the account created all the way here. Did that Google verification form ever come through?
Something came through. I'm looking right now to put my logo pictures and stuff.
That
to the link. I got.
Oh, you're moving already. I love it. All right.
I'm going. Here's a business card picture. No, I don't want to choose that one. Oh, yeah, I do want to choose that one. Yeah.
You know what's funny, Rico, is it usually takes guys like 2 days to get all that stuff back to me. So the fact that you're even working on it right now. let me know you're serious. Yeah.
I'm serious, bro. This is going to be my main income.
Okay.
And right now it's pretty squeaky right now, buddy. So, you know, nobody's selling houses.
Yeah, it's a weird time, but you know what? Like, in the last 30 days, there was still, and well, this is data that I pulled, like, when we first opened up the category. So it is a radius based, you know, Lexington to Louisville, but it was showing 1,412 searches that fall into that home inspection category. So I'm not saying I'm going to get you 1,400 phone calls or something like that, but there's traffic, you know, and it's like if you're a top recommended option.
Somebody's doing them.
Yeah, 90% of the searches start and stop on page one. So, you know, I'm putting you where they're looking.
Good deal.
Yeah, Google just doesn't want us to, like, try to guarantee you a certain amount of them or anything like that.
So I'm hitting send. I've got two pictures in it. It turns from blue to gray, but it's really not doing anything. I don't know why. I've got full signal. I'm not sure if it's not full. Maybe these pictures are on the Synology and not live on my phone. I'm having to download them or something. I'm going to save the draft. I'll try and do this. Let me get one more picture in here, I think.
All right, but I wanted to ask you, so there's going to be a client interview tomorrow. Client interview is where we go over, like, all the services, the service area. I tried to just max out your service area based on the PIN, but they kind of want to dot the I's, cross the T's, purchase your domain name, get started on the website. So it usually takes about 30, 45 minutes. We ask for an hour, though, in case you have extra questions. What would be the best time to do the client interview tomorrow?
Hit me up at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. I'm going to lock you in between 10 and 11 Eastern Standard.
Okay.
All right. And then we'll text you at about 9. It's an automated reminder.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to delete this one picture.
Oh, no worries. Take your time.
Cut them both up. I don't know what's going on here. Delete this draft. I'm trying to.
If it's bad, I mean, the reason we have you send it to the email so it doesn't get all pixelated or anything like that. But if it's bad and it's not usable, or they'd rather you send something else in, they'll let you know. They won't just throw some junk on there.
Good. I spent a nice little bit on, you know, getting the logo created.
Yeah, we don't mess around with these websites. Like, the websites alone, like, if you were to just, hey, I just want a website, we would charge you $750, and then there'd be anywhere from $20 to $30 for hosting every month. So we don't mess around with those sites.
What does it cost to host now? Is that all included in my $299?
Yeah, it's all included in the $299. Yep. Since you're a client of ours and you're doing the first page placement, we add that as just added incentive for that package.
All right.
A lot. So the way your service agreement's going to pop up, it'll say like $199 towards the Google Places placement, and then $100 goes directly into Facebook ads, and then it's going to say the website is zero. That's the way I drafted it up.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to send that to you in writing as well. All right. And then whenever you're ready, I just got to secure the first month's payment, and then I'll send you the outline of the agreement in writing so you can sign off on it, and I'll send you your login credentials for your tracking system.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you guys aren't going to be able to pull anything off of that.
Hold on, your email is topshelfhomeinspectionsky@gmail.com?
Probably no S, I would say.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because it looks like home inspections guy. Yeah, well, I tried to send the invitation for the client interview, and it's just saying to re-verify the email. It's not coming back as valid. So I'm actually just going to send it to the one with the S and without the S. That way I know for sure you're getting it. So I'll just add them both on there. Better safe than sorry.
Okay. Right on. I'm having a hard time with this picture thing here, and I'm pretty sure I know why.
Why? What's going on?
My son has the, he's a techie, and he had us all backing up our phones to our own backup system.
Yeah.
On Synology.
That's smart.
Not to the cloud.
Oh, yeah, no, that's better. Sometimes it's better to do it through Google, actually. Because then if you lose your phone or something, you could just log back into your Gmail on a new phone, and then it'll basically bring all your contacts, photos, everything will still be in there.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a great idea until it's not. it's kind of full of stuff that's not on there anymore because it takes it off your phone. And then you have to, like, log into the thing. I don't know. So I'm taking a screenshot of these photos. So they come up recently.
And okay.
I'm going to put them in the...
Yeah, like I said, I mean, if that affects the quality of them when you send them over, they'll let you know, too. We'll ask you to, like, resend them or have the little guy get on there.
Okay. Exactly. Cancel. Mm-mm-mm. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you're way ahead of the curve, though, Rico. A lot of times I'll send this to guys, and then it's like they sit down with their wife or something in the afternoon, or they got to go pull together their paperwork, you know. Oh, I got to get the license or the insurance and send it over, you know. So.
All right, here it comes to right now. I should go, like, right now. Here it comes. Yeah, I'll do the actual side. And I've got them both ways. I prefer it on the white background if we're, you know, doing brothers.
Oh, yeah. Just like how you have it on the Facebook?
Yep.
Yeah, I like it better with the white background, too. It looks nice. If you put the dark background, it just kind of like that border kind of blends into it.
It does. But yeah. I wasn't sure what color my shirts were going to be, so I had to do it both ways. Because otherwise... If you have a dark shirt and then you put the white background one up, that dark border goes away. And
yeah, it doesn't look the same.
It just has like a little black line. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did it come through?
Yeah. It's just saying images received, but it's not letting me open it up. I'd have to actually log into the company email. So that one goes to our guys on the back end that do graphic design and the website. But it does say that there's photos in there that have been received.
All right, so what do we need? The last thing you sent me is what? Business profile verified, reply to the email.
Oh, yeah, that's the Google verification form. So it looks like you sent some pictures in, and then this one is going to be asking for more pictures, basically. Yeah. But if you're missing anything, Rico, like, don't panic because we're Google partners. So if you're missing something, there is a little box at the bottom that says, like, the only option to verify you if you're missing important paperwork would be to do a video call. So just make sure you check that box at the bottom, and then I could always do like either a FaceTime or a Google Meet with you and my rep across the street. Okay. We could just verify you over the phone.
Okay. I click know this sender. Click yes, I guess. Find interview. That was an email, and I got a text message from you for something else.
Yeah, that might be the Google verification form. The one that says local splash, Rico, to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require some additional information to proceed further. And then it'll say, like, please click here. Yeah, so that's the Google verification form that you got to fill out there. That's what's going to ask for, like, the license, insurance, everything.
There we go.
Yeah. That's the one I was saying takes some time, usually. So you might that might be your homework for this evening.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, top shelf home inspection, KY, gmail.com. Good.
Okay. I put them both in there, so. So.
Yeah.
All right. And then client interviews all scheduled for tomorrow between 10 and 11. So I just got to secure your first month's payment, and then I'll send you over the login credentials for your tracking system and then the outline of the service agreement in writing for you to sign off on, and then we'll basically be good to go until that client interview tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right. So I'm ready when you are.
So what do you need? Credit card?
Yeah. So just to verify, so like your name on the card, does it just say Rico Timonello, or does it also say Top Shelf Home Inspections?
It does not say Top Shelf Home Inspection.
Okay, so it's personal. Okay, I want to make sure that I get you this business invoice receipt, so that way you can write it off as a business expense, and you do your taxes at the end of the year and get it back. And then is the yeah, you got to pay you better. You don't want those problems, let me tell you. And
all
then,
right, what do you got here? Folders.
Is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN, the Haven Hill Road?
No.
Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
7902 Castle Highway.
Okay, that was the address we had earlier in Pleasureville. Let me update this.
Pleasureville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It was
4057.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yeah. Sure. Let me grab it out here. I've got 4802.
4802. 1392.
1392.
2453. 2453. 7702. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
927.
927. Okay, and then 3-digit code on the back. 963. Okay. All right, and I'm
going to
walk you through a voice verification. All right, you're on a recorded line, Rico. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Top Shelf Home Inspection.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Rico Timonello, I am the owner.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And it says, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yeah. You already do.
Yeah. We already know what you're currently using. They just put that in there because we don't want you to, like, sign up for something that we're already doing for you or duplicate any of your online listings. So if you're not sure, just double check. But we try to cover all your bases so you don't have to have 100 different bills floating around. So if we could add things in there like Yelp or Yellow Pages, if you want to do that, those are directories you could opt into, and we won't charge you anything extra to create those listings for you.
I see. Okay.
And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 10th, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived the setup fees that are normally affiliated with the website. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 10th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. Now, it says in the fine print you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, but we do ask that if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next bill is due so we can stop the billing cycle and it doesn't automatically charge you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive welcome email. You already know all that. Okay. So you should be getting these texts coming through here.
Yep. Client dashboard, username, passwords.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're going to send you an email with a YouTube video and a link to the downloadable app, and it'll show you how to use that tracking system. That's going to be a good tool just to be able to show you each month exactly what we're reeling in for you. And then also request reviews and do other things like that. So that'll be a good tool for you just to kind of oversee everything since you don't have somebody to, like, answer the phones or something like that in-house.
No, I don't. It's all me.
Yeah, so that's going to be a lifesaver right there. Then if you don't have somebody responding to them or keeping track of the clients for you, that'll pipeline everything. Like if they use that click-to-call feature on their iPhone or Android, it'll save like what keyword they looked up, their phone number, the zip code they searched from, you know, and then it'll also have like recordings, like an answer or like a voicemail, and it'll save all that stuff. You could even hear yourself like close these guys even when you do answer the call. So the recording gets activated every time they use that click-to-call feature. It's a good tool.
No kidding. So the whole conversation is recorded.
Yeah. So like if they do it, and it's legal because it's, I mean, you don't have to like disclose it to them that you have them on a recording because it's a business call, right? They literally looked up home inspection and called you. So if they're on their iPhone or Android, they click that, it calls you, it'll actually save that call. Like you'll have those recordings in there. And that way you know, hey, this call came from somebody that found me on the first page of Google. They called me through my Google business profile.
Okay.
So it's not a tangible product.
I need to get this business off the ground.
Yeah, there's no better way to do it, Rico. I mean, like I said, we've been in business for 20 years, but it's not really just about us. It's just Google. Everybody uses Google, and, you know, as long as you're accessible to them, then the job opportunities are going to come. You just got to make sure you're getting good reviews, because if I'm putting you up there with a one star, it's not going to help either of us.
Right on.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a problem. I haven't found anything negative online, and they do a good job of digging.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
But that concludes our initial setup process. So you definitely want to sign that subscription terms in there. There'll be a link in there. You want to sign off on that, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow between 10 and 11, and we'll walk you through that client interview process.
Okay. So here's the click to get the verified, and then under that is the one for the subscription terms. That's what I need to click on?
Yes. That's a full outline of the agreement in writing right there, Rico. So it'll have all the products and features we're providing for you, that discounted pricing structure I approved for you, the billing date, the cancellation policy. It's all documented and broken down.
Okay.
So even though it's month to month, you still have a written exchange of what we're doing for you for what you paid us.
Okay.
This
here says we got an early termination.
What is that for the website? If you wanted to keep the website, but you cancel?
I don't know. It just says early termination fee, $199. Should client terminate their subscription before completing the agreed upon term length?
Well, let me look at it. Cause is that under like website or something?
Must be. Let me go up further. Delivery
I'm going to look
at it. My site customer.
Yeah, that's for the website. Because, like I said, the websites alone are usually $750, and then there's a hosting charge. Mm-hmm. So if you cancel the service but you want to keep the site, they have, like, an early term where they go, okay, now it's $199, you can keep the site. then you got to either have us host it or get a new host.
It looks like the website stuff is kind of sticky, bro. Like installation fee, plugins, whatever, $49, and then transfers, $199, domain fee, $100.
This is all based on you canceling and wanting to keep the website and the services with the site. Because sometimes people are like, hey, okay, I don't want to be on the first page of Google for whatever reason, but I still want to keep my website and everything. Well, then it's like, okay, now you have hosting and these other things. So that's just full disclosure. While you're using us, though, at the $299 month to month, you won't ever see a penny charge for any of that.
Okay.
It's just if you wanted to cancel and keep it.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Okay. And that's also broken down there in the payments.
Click here, type your name. There we go.
And then this hard there's going to be a hard copy of this in your email. It's already there. And then we'll have this on file, too. So you have documentation like this will never go back up to the regular Platinum package pricing structure. This is what cements the deal.
There we go. There it comes up. All right. It wouldn't, the little stars with little check marks wouldn't come up here for a second for some reason.
No worries. Let's see here. Usually it gives me a notification of subscription terms signed. Are you seeing username and password now for the tracking system?
On the other email I was. You got me in here as Rico with 1C. I'm Rico with 2Cs, actually.
Ah, okay, don't sign it. Let me resend it to you. Good catch.
All right, I'm going to cancel it. I guess
Your parents got fancy with it, huh?
Got fancy with it, yeah.
All right, let me go 2Cs, update, all right, and then resend subscription terms to client. Yeah, it says you decline that one. Okay, good. And where is it? Initial invoice, resend via email as well. All right, here comes the new one.
Okay.
And then also, moving forward, just FYI, you have my direct number in there, and there's also a 24/7 customer service. It's the same line that I'm texting you on. You just hit extension 1. So anytime if you feel like you're getting hung up on something or like you're missing something or you just need help, you have a team here to help you. You know, we're not getting paid next month if our clients don't get paid this month. So that's kind of our motto. We're in it with you. So if you need anything, do not hesitate. Mm-hmm.
All right. And then let's see if it'll confirm.
The spelling was correct this time, though, right?
Yep, you got it.
Oh, okay.
So it won't, like, there it goes. What happened here? Now, it went through the local splash, username and password login.
Yeah, that means you signed it. And so this is the PC version. Okay. You'll get an email with the app. The app's a lot easier to use. You want to probably just download that. But if you don't have space on your phone, then use the PC version. It's pretty blank. I ain't going to lie to you. until we got this PIN verification done and client interview and everything up and running, it's not going to show you much. But, I mean, it's good to get familiar with it.
All right. Well, I'll wait on that then.
Yeah. So you're good to go. It looks like we have everything we need. We'll just need that Google verification form and then be available for that client interview tomorrow. They'll text you at 9 o'clock. They'll try to blow you up like 3 times if you don't answer the first time, and then after that they'll reschedule it or send it back to me, and then I have no shame. I'll blow you up all day if I have to and get it done.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right.
All right, so here's the profile symbol. Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy your afternoon. Again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. And then we will circle back with you tomorrow at 10.
Okay. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Rico. Looking forward to working with you.
Same here, man. Appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.